Drupal Voices is a series of interviews with people contributing to the Drupal community. Brought to you by the 2011 Do It With Drupal Conference. This year's event takes place October 12th, 13th, and 14th in Brooklyn, New York. Come get practical advice and learn the site-building strategies of Drupal's top developers and hear from experts in emerging technologies such as IPTV and mobile app development. For more information and registration rates, visit doitwithdrupal.com.
My name is Justin Randall, and I've been working on a Node.js integration module. And the idea is to take things that Node.js is good at and make Node.js do it, and take the things that Drupal is good at and keep Drupal doing that, and just tie them together.
Great. So just tell me, what is Drupal good at and what is Node.js really good at?
Okay, so Drupal is good at powerful, flexible, extendable, but it's also fat. Node.js is good at many, many open network connections at once and doing it very efficiently and very fast. Drupal is not good at that at all. In fact, real-time stuff eats servers if you use Drupal for it.
So we got Development Seed. They're doing a lot of really heavy data-driven mapping and visualization, other things where they want to maybe take advantage of the streaming where they can read the data that's coming in and start to process it before it's fully downloaded. And maybe talk about, like, what would this sort of type of integration give Drupal?
What it gives Drupal is push notifications primarily. So if you have a chat room or if you have a dashboard that you just keep open in one browser page and you want to get notifications down to that page, if you poll servers every second, you send a message up saying, did anything change? Did anything change? It sucks, basically. I maintain the chat room module for Drupal 6 and it sucks. And I can't bear to upgrade it to Drupal 7 while still using polling. So I started looking into how we could use push, and that's when I got onto Node, because it seemed a better option than some of the other things out there, like Twisted was one of the things I looked at. So that's basically what Node adds. It's, in some ways, it's a lot simpler than what DevSeed are doing. It's really just a pipe, and Drupal can use it to publish things to a lot of clients. That's really all it is.
So talk through the process of even setting up this configuration that you've sort of been experimenting with. Like, what is sort of involved and what steps?
First, you need a working Node.js setup, and you need Express.js, which is a library which makes a whole lot of things easy when you're doing HTTP with Node. And then you need a configuration file which sets up the host that Node is going to listen on and tells Node where to go to talk to Drupal. And that's pretty much it.
I see. And how else could you sort of see this being used or integrated? I'm just sort of trying to get all the, it's all very new and exciting, and people just sort of, I guess, have some trouble wrapping their minds around some other use cases or what this kind of opens up as to being possible.
Well, as I said before, chat room module will get ported to use it in Drupal 7 instead of polling. I work at ZivTech. We were working with some people now who want some push notifications in dashboards for their workers. It opens up a lot of possibilities with phone and mobile devices. So using HTML5 in modern smartphone browsers and pushing messages down to them is something else that just kind of opens up. But the module that I'm writing is an API module. It doesn't really do much except allow other modules to call into its hooks and implement its hooks and then use it. So I've already written some kind of example modules to do real-time notifications on nodes. So you can subscribe to a node, and then if it changes or there's a comment on it, you get a message. But they're kind of examples. They're not really, this module is meant to enable other module developers to do real-time without having to worry about all the units of node, etc.
And since it is an API module, give me a sense as to what type of inputs are coming in and then what kind of outputs are coming back.
Well, there's kind of two ends to it. So if you're going to consume the module, you need to send some JavaScript down to the browser. So when a message is pushed down to the users on your site, the JavaScript knows how to handle it. And then there's an API on the PHP side for sending messages. So if you created a field type foo or whatever in your site and you wanted to add notifications when that field changed, then you would use the normal Drupal hooks on that field and then queue a message. So there's a very, it's like literally Node.js in queue message, and that's it. And then at the end of the request, the Node.js module will just send all of those messages across.
I see. And so the Node.js is also kind of associated with like these NoSQL databases like CouchDB or MongoDB. And so like, how do you see that data, like having huge amounts of data sort of go across the transom? Is that related to this module specifically, or is that something completely different?
That's something sort of beyond this module. This module is just about simple pipes and allowing a Drupal site to handle push and like tens of thousands of open connections without dying. So Node handles all the open connections and just sits there waiting for Drupal to push things to it, which it then publishes to out to the clients. It's like PubSub, so every client has a list of, as in browser client, has a list of channels it's interested in, and Node keeps track of that, and when Drupal pushes something out to a channel, it looks for the clients that will subscribe to the channel and sends it down. That's it.
So yeah, it sounds like Node.js is a pretty, has a lot more things that other people are doing in a Node.js community, and this is kind of like one niche use case, in other words.
Right. I'm intentionally keeping the Node.js side dumb and simple. Does no authentication, it defers to Drupal. It publishes no content. Content is sent to it by Drupal, it creates no channels. Channels are created by Drupal. You can kick people off the server, off the Node.js server from Drupal. Everything is driven by Drupal. The server code for Node.js is about 350 lines, and I don't really want to grow it much beyond that, because at a design level, I think I'm doing it wrong if I put too much smarts in Node.js.
I see. And, you know, when we talk about the LAMP stack, it's Apache, MySQL, and PHP, and Node.js is at the lower level of, like, Apache. So Linux and Apache, and then like you could have a database, but it sounds like in this implementation, it's just basically like Linux and then Node.js. So talk a bit about like on the server, is this all being run on one server, or is this a dedicated server that has like everything, all of its resources dedicated to this, you know, Node.js, or just sort of talk a bit more about that.
Right, so Drupal and Node.js talk over HTTP, so you can do it on the same server, you can do it on separate servers, it really doesn't matter. And I would imagine that down the track, people might offer it as a service, like you could just offer a node setup and people could send their messages from Drupal site to it, and then that would just publish down to all their clients. So that's also kind of a design goal. It doesn't have to be on the same server. And all the communication between Node and Drupal is just plain old HTTP. So it's all very, very simple.
And when you say open connections, and you say tens of thousands of them, give me some sort of like a little bit more explanation as to like what that actually means, and then like how many open connections just a traditional Drupal site could kind of put out.
Right. So open connections is ideally using WebSockets in the browser, which the more modern browsers have. And WebSockets is kind of emulating like a TCP socket where you open a connection and you can, you know, it's bi-directional. You can send information in both directions and have an ongoing conversation. If you do that with a standard LAMP stack, you die pretty quickly. Like a Drupal is quite fat, so each Apache process in the traditional setup is quite fat. And if you had, you know, a couple of thousand of them, you're taking up a very large amount of RAM. And for most of those connections, most of the time, they're just sitting there. They're not actually doing anything. So it's very, very hard to scale out on LAMP. And the number of things that you can keep open just depends on how much RAM you have. You just do the math on the number of, the size of the Apache children, and then the amount of RAM you've got, and then you've got a number. And that's how many you can hold open. But it's way, way, way less than what you can do with something like Node, which basically will just hold open a connection and then push it into the background if it's not doing anything. You also get into the sort of the C10K problem, which is just basically if you have a large amount of memory and you can hold a whole lot of processes open or threads holding per connection, you start to get into issues at the OS level because there's so many open processes or threads that the CPU spends a whole lot of time just swapping around between them. So Node gets around that as well.
Oh, okay. And is it get around it because it's like only a few lines of JavaScript and you can have a lot more held in memory because it's like such a small memory footprint, or?
No, it's more like the way it handles connections. I don't know how much detail to go into, and I must admit I don't hack on the core of Node at all. I just use it. But it doesn't use the standard or traditional process or thread per connection. It uses a pool of threads internally, and when it gets a connection and something asynchronous is going to happen, it just pushes it off and says, wake me up when you're ready, and then it'll grab one of the worker threads to actually do the work. So that model means you can have a pool of worker threads that's much, much smaller than the number of open connections. That's kind of the basic idea. And it uses, depending on the platform, it'll use KQ or EPOL or whatever the right library is, but whatever the right system calls on that system are.
And are these open connections, are they potential or are they actual, like actual? In other words, you know, they could be listening, but if there are actually that many that came in at the same time, would it be able to handle everything?
Oh yeah, no, they're real. They're real, honest to goodness, socket connections. I mean, it kind of wouldn't work otherwise. And really, Node was written pretty much with this use case in mind. And it's very hard when you're writing Node code to do things where you block. If something could take a while because you have to read from disk or you have to read it from the network or anything like that, you have to really go out of your way to wait for that to happen. Generally speaking, you write just like a JavaScript event where you never know when the button's going to get clicked, so you just get a callback when the event happens. It's the same style. And that's why JavaScript was chosen as the language to write Node, servers that are used by Node, because it's kind of natural, that sort of event-driven asynchronous process.
I see. This being written in JavaScript, people talk about being able to run it on the client side and on the server side at the same time. What does that even mean, and what advantage does that give to you?
I'm not so sure. I mean, people say that, but you're certainly using the same language and in some ways the same sort of idioms or patterns, but the code run on the server side, at least in what I've written, is not the same at all. It's calling into different libraries. So, and really I'm trying to keep the amount of code written in JS small and most of the code to be written in Drupal, to be written in PHP. And for module developers that want to use this, most of the code, or a lot of the code they write, will be in PHP. So for some people, I think that's a real advantage. In this particular case, it's kind of not. It's not really what it's about. If Python's Twisted had been easier, then I would just as well have used that. It's not really an issue for me.
And you had mentioned that this helps out in mobile. What does this give you for mobile?
Well, it gives you push. With both Apple and Android phones, there's kind of built-in services that Apple provides, a push notification service, and there's a similar thing for Android. But if you had a web page, HTML5, so if Dries gets his way and Drupal 8 is HTML5 friendly, or it's a HTML output agnostic, and all of a sudden it's very easy to push out websites for mobile devices from Drupal, and we have a whole lot of HTML5 websites for smart devices, we can really easily push messages down to those websites, which will make them a lot more dynamic and more interesting. And if that's easy, then a lot of people will do it, and it'll be something which will push Drupal sort of ahead of the pack, I think.
And I had first heard about this through an email that you had sent out to the performance and scalability, like, email listserv. So what sort of performance and scalability implications were you sort of seeing that this type of, like, setup had for the larger Drupal community?
Well, again, it's really taking that push notification, real-time notification stuff, and integrating it tightly into Drupal without eating servers. That's the key to it. The chat room module just really sucks. In the module page, I've got, warnings that say stuff like, this does not scale, right? Don't use this if you need something that's really, can handle a lot of connections. Hopefully in Drupal 7, I can take that out and say, because we use Node.js for all of the, persistent connection stuff, you can have 10,000 people in the chat room and it'll be okay. That's kind of the idea. Fingers crossed.
And finally, just being here at DrupalCon, what kind of either feedback have you heard or lessons have you learned over the course of the week and talking to different people?
Feedback's been good. We've had a couple of boffs, and they both have had sort of 40 to 50 people, and people, I think, are generally excited. So I've had someone offer to port the module to Drupal 6. So generally, I'm really happy. Looks like this thing has kind of got legs.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
Cheers.